Sponsorship for this KQED live audio stream comes from Brevo. Growing businesses can choose Brevo as their marketing platform to help cultivate lasting customer relationships. Learn more at brevo.com. That's brevo.com.
From KQED News, I'm Joshua Johnson. Time for our series, Dear Mayor, on what San Franciscans want from their next mayor. Today, we head to the Bayview, where people are frustrated by the lack of jobs. There is a feeling in this southeast corner of the city that Bayview Hunters Point is isolated from the prosperity enjoyed by the rest of the city. To get a feeling for that frustration, it helps to have some context. Let's rewind back to 1963. See if you recognize this voice.
And everyone in San Francisco, every white person in San Francisco, pretend they haven't got a Negro problem. Everywhere I have been in this country, we talk to a white person who says race relations are excellent, and I get to find a single Negro in this country who agrees with that.
In this interview with a KQED TV crew decades ago, author James Baldwin talks about a sense of disenfranchisement. In Bayview Hunters Point, the city's racial legacy is entwined with geographic and economic isolation. Heavy industry, like butcher shops and shipyards, thrived for decades, but the last of the butchers left in 1971. 5 years later, the Navy closed its shipyard at Hunters Point, leaving radioactive waste behind. Thousands of mostly black residents were suddenly unemployed. Today, Third Street shop owner Marvin Robinson says the fortunes of people in this gritty industrial corner of the city have never rebounded.
We have 40 years and Third Street corridor is basically the same. After the shipyard closed down and Butchertown moved to the southern part of California, we have been just the way we are now.
Robinson has seen city efforts to create employment here come and go. But he says even that has not helped his business.
Here it is a Saturday afternoon and you and I are talking, and look at the corridor. You see quite a few people standing around, but you don't see the fruitful shopping that you would see in other districts at 12 noon on a Saturday.
The answer, he says, is job training and decent employment for locals.
We got $30 billion in construction work going on in San Francisco right now, and no one, I'm not going to say not anyone, but the majority of people that do construction work from this neighborhood is not working in the downtown projects. So you can't continue to isolate us into just the Bayview Hunters Point.
Robinson and I walk across the street from the plaza to his convenience store. He was there this summer when police shot and killed a fleeing suspect named Kenneth Harding. Robinson says community anger over the shooting dovetailed with the legacy of neglect in the Bayview, erupting days later at a chaotic town hall meeting.
They don't represent us. They don't bring no jobs out here. They don't bring any opportunities.
The second thing, why do we got so much aggression towards our people over here over a fair jump? That's an infraction. That's not even a misdemeanor.
Can everybody please back away from the podium and sit down so we can hear the other voices of the community, please?
They don't care about the black leadership here. I'm glad this is happening. I'm going to pass the mic.
Years of these frustrations are driving many black families out of the area. 20 years ago, blacks made up about 62% of the district's population. Today, census figures show Bayview Hunters Point is now nearly equal parts black and Asian. District Supervisor Malia Cohen is still putting stock in the continued development of Third Street as a way to lift this area up.
When Third Street Merchant Corridor is safe and vibrant, then that has an overall positive tone on all of San Francisco.
Cohen also points to some new housing, the fixed-up community center, and Bayview Opera House, San Francisco's oldest theater, as signs of progress. The new Fresh and Easy supermarket on 3rd hired 21 Bayview residents. In her view, the next mayor has to keep encouraging this growth and push it south.
We're talking about land along 3rd Street that, you know, when, as a kid when I was growing up, you saw prostitutes and drug dealers just hanging out, a lot of bushes. It was dark. It was in the industrial area. There was no light. There was no life. And now there is light and life. You see these buildings coming up very, very quickly.
And one place where some buildings may start coming up very quickly is here. I'm right at the north gates of Candlestick Park. Across the water from here is the old Hunters Point Navy Shipyard, and just on the other side of the street is the Alice Griffith Housing Project. It's one of the city's largest. Now, developers from Lennar plan to turn all of this into one huge mixed-use complex. They're going to tear down the stadium. They're going to have the Navy clean up all the radioactive waste at the shipyard, and they will work along with a federal grant to rebuild the homes at Alice Griffith and tear down the old ones. Now, they recently celebrated this at a ceremony in Alice Griffith, but tenant leader Lavelle Shaw echoed everyone's demands that the residents' needs have got to come first.
We want to make sure we don't get displaced. We want to make sure that everything goes with the tenant involvement. And that's what I just want to say. That's one of my major things, tenant involvement and jobs for my residents.
The developer's deal with the city does have a so-called good faith goal to hire half the construction staff from San Francisco, with Bayview Hunters Point residents first in line. The plan estimates creating 10,000 permanent and construction jobs as a result. There's that promise of local jobs. Again, everyone here has heard it before. It's up to the next mayor to hold Lennar accountable for its promises and to keep finding creative ways to make Bayview Hunters Point the place it has always aspired to be. I'm Joshua Johnson. You can share your expectations of San Francisco's next mayor and get to know some of the folks we met in the Bayview at kqed.org/dearmayor.